I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. All right, on this edition of Connections, we're going to be talking with Ben Shalop, who is the coordinator of Salem's COVID Neighborhood Ambassador Program. And Ben, welcome to MSO.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we talk to the mayor once a month or so, and she's sort of pushing us out of business here because now she has her own podcast, and she's terrific with social media and getting information out. And one of the things that I notice is something called the Neighborhood Ambassador Program, which I think comes under the umbrella of Salem Together. And maybe I'm going to do what the mayor did. I'm going to ask you a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got to be where you are.
I lived in Salem when I was a child. My family left here in the mid 80s and I moved back in 2008. And I've been living here ever since. I love this community, very deeply. I've lived all over the country, but, this is the only place that ever, felt like home. My professional background comes in, community and labor organizing. Most recently, I was working with SAG-AFTRA New England on, a lot of the film productions that you see coming to Massachusetts, and I was very involved in that effort to bring that work here. And then, when everything got shut down at the beginning of the COVID, pandemic, I was laid off along with thousands of other, film industry workers. But I've been, working here and there since then. I was a COVID compliance officer, been still staying actively involved in my community, and this opportunity came up, and it's something I'm passionate about, and it's a great way to help the city of Salem, and so, here I am.
Well, at some point, I want to ask you about your connection with SAG, because you must have some interesting stories on how these things get developed in the state, and so maybe we can save that for another interview.
Maybe. Sure.
Okay. Or maybe not. That's fine. But let's get back to obviously the story at hand here. Tell me about the idea of the neighborhood, the COVID Neighborhood Ambassador Program. Maybe where it came from, what some of your goals are, and how you're going to get this thing populated.
Well, our goal is to reach people that we're not normally reaching through other means. I mean, one thing that the pandemic did is push everything hyper-focused online, right? Like, we're having Zoom meetings. We're currently having this conversation over the phone. And that's been great, and it's been, necessary, and it's been a great way to engage, many people, but we're certainly not getting everybody. And so the goal is to find out who we need to connect with in the neighborhoods and how we need to connect with, and then to figure out the best way to do it. And to do that, what we want to do is we want to recruit neighbors to talk to their neighbors, not only about vaccines, which is obviously the main focus here, is to make sure that people know where to get a vaccine, know how to register for a vaccine, and promote a culture of vaccine positivity. But also, this has been an incredibly difficult year economically for a lot of us, and especially folks on the North Shore. As I said earlier, I myself was laid off from my job. People are facing, there was a housing crisis before the pandemic. That's made worse now. A lot of people need to rethink their whole career focus, their jobs. A lot of people are facing food security. And so to figure out who do we need to connect with, and there are resources for those folks, but, it's a matter of figuring out who needs the help and then how do we get them the help that we need. So I don't really have a crystal ball on what the answer is for every neighborhood and every individual, but the thought is that if we can recruit, civically minded folks in the neighborhoods themselves, that we can work with them to develop a custom neighborhood outreach plan that takes into mind you know, neighborhood gatherings, local businesses, local religious institutions, whatever is going on in that neighborhood that we could utilize to reach as many people as possible and get as much information out to people as possible. And then to follow up with people, for the appropriate service. That's the overall goal and what we're looking to set up here.
Well, I live in Gloucester, and I am, my business is online, but I'm an older guy. I'm a digital immigrant rather than being a digital native. And my next door neighbor is totally non-digital. Period. However, he requires some assistance, and I know that. So, if this program, say, were in Gloucester or I were living in Salem, then I could click on the program here, the links I'm going to put up here, and I could volunteer because, for example, I'm just getting this now. What you're saying is that I could go over there, see what he needs, get him some help. But he also has told me of his next door neighbor who's even older and needs help. So that kind of thing, with my not being civic minded at all, that could help out. Is that the kind of assistant you'd be asking for from just local neighborhood residents?
Yes, exactly. We want it to be a little structured.
Of course, yeah.
There is a point person. Like, this person is taking responsibility to be the ambassador for their neighborhood. But we're not expecting folks to be experts on, how to make a vaccine appointment or how to, access rental assistance or, any of those other things that, that are needed right now. We need folks to be experts on their community, to communicate that to me, and we'll figure out, how to get the resources to them. But much more we're looking at people, just like you said, who, know their neighbor, who maybe pre-pandemic, were hosting, Stanley Cup parties or, Christmas neighborhood gatherings or, I had one neighbor in my old neighborhood who every year had a St. Paddy's Day, corned beef boil. And, those are the types of folks we really, need to access to give us a hand with this.
Boy, that sounds like grassroots at its most basic level.
It is.
Salem is a very diverse community, and you, I'm guessing that you're going to have resources for those who might not speak English?
Yes. Yes, we will. I mean, everything that we're going to be putting out there as far as our materials will be bilingual.
Okay.
But also we're going to be looking to recruit folks who are neighborhood ambassadors in neighborhoods that we do have that are predominantly Spanish-speaking who are bilingual as well.
What have you learned so far? I know this is very early on, and what are the pluses that you've come up, the pluses that you've come up with?
There is a lot of interest in helping out. We haven't recruited anybody to be a neighborhood ambassador yet. We haven't gotten there, but we've gotten, since just going public about it last week, we've gotten quite a few resumes of folks in. There's a lot of interest there. We've also been talking to a lot of other organizations that have been doing something similar to what we're looking to do here. And from them, just like we're saying, it's a matter of really getting neighbors to talk to neighbors. Like, that's the tried and true method that appears in every program that we're looking at.
All right, you may have already answered this. This is sort of my final question: is what's the next step for you now in getting this thing organized?
Well, we're trying to prepare for the next reality that we're all going to be facing. So right now, it's all just finding people who can assist us and everything else. But, 2 days ago, now everybody over the age of 16 can get a vaccine if they want one. So we're anticipating that there's going to be a rush of people getting a vaccine, and then afterwards, we're going to have to go out and try to reach people who have not been able to get a vaccine for whatever reason. And those people, we're not really anticipating we're going to get a lot of the vaccine resistance initially. I mean, we probably will get some, and that will come. But I think we're going to be dealing with a lot more accessibility issues. People like your neighbor who you were talking about, who's not that online savvy, maybe was not able to book an appointment or something like that. So we think we're going to encounter more of those. So really, the next step here is to get folks recruited for the neighborhoods that we're targeting, and work with them to develop an outreach plan, get our materials printed and in their hands, and then get that information out there. We might be doing a little bit of door-to-door, distributing literature to folks. We might be going into, if one neighborhood in particular I'm thinking of has a lot of business on Main Street, we might be going in there and getting information out that way. Whatever works. It's going to the approach is going to depend on every individual neighborhood, and I'm sure we're going to come up short quite a few times, and we're just going to have to keep throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. But if we have people in the neighborhood helping us, we'll figure it out.
And it sounds like this could continue long after COVID is gone in the rearview mirror, thank goodness. Ben, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, yes. On that note, one of the places that we are looking at to see something kind of beautiful that's come out of it, and I haven't talked to anybody in New Orleans in ages, but after Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans set up a program of volunteers. I'm blanking on the exact name, but they set up this network of neighborhood volunteers to assist with disasters and catastrophes, and they've been able to do some pretty amazing work down there utilizing this network that they had developed previously. So it's all tragic, but it's kind of nice to think that maybe out of this tragedy we'll get something that will serve the community for generations to come. Salem's been here 400 years. It's been a great city for 400 years. Hopefully it'll be around for at least another 400 years, and we'll face other crises to come then too. So
sounds good. It sounds good, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate what you're doing. And again, if you have any press releases or anything like that, just send them along to us, and we'd be happy to post them, and we'll do our part. But Ben, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and good luck with this thing.
All right. Thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Same here. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Ben Shalop, who is the coordinator for the Salem COVID Neighborhood Ambassadors Program under the umbrella of Salem Together. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.